A quick hello, and we're good to go. Welcome to the show, Fabrice Carnel.
Welcome.
Lovely to meet you again. We're in the Bing offices.
Yes, welcome again.
I had you on the show last year. It was just sound. Now we've got video, so everyone can see what Fabrice looks like. Fabrice, incredibly important person at Bing, who crawls, extracts, and stocks.
Yes, I do all of that every day. I am in charge of discovering the internet content, all the internet content. I am in charge of selecting the best content on the internet. As you said, I am fetching, crawling the best content on the internet, and I am then processing it, understanding it.
So one question though is, when you crawl, you're actually looking for what's the best. So there's a pre-filter even before the ranking hits out.
Every day we discover more than 70 billion URL that we have never seen before.
Every day, 70
Every day,
billion new ones.
17 billion, 70.
Okay.
It's a lot of content, including, obviously, we remove useless parameters. So just to give you a sense of the size of the size of the internet is really infinity. There is an infinity number of URL out there.
Yeah.
People create content, but then there are systems that are auto-generating content. You have pages with calendars where we can follow links, all kind of useless links. But often you have to follow the links to discover if this link is good or not. You have to fetch it. So when you say we select, yes, we select the best content for what we are indexing, but often we have to fetch to discover if a link is good, if what we fetch is good or not good.
So my initial idea was you actually do a pre-sorting, but in fact, it's just like you get rid of the junk.
We get first get rid of the junk, then we still fetch to discover if this is useful or not, because we don't know. Sometimes this is just a link to a page, we've never seen the page, and then we take decision based on what we see, to see if this page is useful or not for satisfying customer at Bing.com.
So with every page, you're gonna crawl it, extract the information, try and see if it's going to be useful or not.
Yeah.
And then if it's not useful, do you store it or do you throw it away?
I do things as, obviously, if we continuously see that this page is a dead link, we will
stop.
We will stop at some point indexing this page and processing this page.
And do you tag it to not be crawled again, or do you just keep crawling it and as long as it's
challenge, rubbish? Dead links is a very good challenge, where often you have pages that are dead links but are coming back.
All right, yeah.
So mean that you may buy a domain on the internet and do not populate it, and we call that a parked domain where there is no content, no useful content yet. Mm. And then you will publish some content, and maybe you will forget to renew the password to pay for this domain. And then this domain will become, again, a parked domain, and somebody else will buy this domain again. So there is a life cycle of URLs, but at the end is, we take decision based on URL, especially what we call tail URL, URLs that are really long URLs, that are really kind of useless at the end of the day. And then, yes, we will not visit them again, so, especially if nobody else links anymore to this URL.
Yeah, so you've got a life cycle of URLs, which is already an interesting concept.
Yeah.
You keep checking them just in case they come back.
Yeah.
And the another thing you just said there is very long URLs, that's a signal that it's rubbish? Is that a small signal that's rubbish or a big signal?
Yeah, it can be a signal that this is rubbish, especially if this is, again, a page that is more a dead links, and we continue to see a dead links, and this URL is very long, and again, nobody is linking to this anymore. Okay, we may think, okay, this page is really a dead link, and nobody is visiting this page, until we see somebody linking to this page again, and we say, okay, wait, there is a new link to this page, and so maybe we should index it, visit it again to see if it's a good link.
And so you crawl the URLs, you have a look at what's in there, you decide if it's junk or if it's actually going to be useful.
Yeah.
What are the problems with extracting the information? I mean, I love HTML5, and John Mueller from Google said, well, probably not worth using it because so people use it so badly, we can't rely on it, so we don't really pay attention.
So I disagree a little bit.
Johnny, good.
Good. So at the end is... the internet is built not only from pages created with, let's say, Notepad, with hands, but also there is a lot of content management system creating templates that are well-structured with very good information.
Yeah.
So it's important to really tag the content to help search engine to understand your content. Mean A H1 tag, a H2 tag, a H3 tag is a useful information to tell the story about headings, about this is the head of a section. Yeah. Having tables that are well-structured is also helping search engine to really understand the notion of table, the notion of list. So at the end, there is some...
Sorry, I heard 85% of tables are used for design, which creates an enormous problem for you because a lot of tables are just there for design and you think there's going to be data in there, but in fact, it's just...
Yeah, we do not recommend that. We prefer this, span, and CSS positioning, and really limit the table for data to tell, okay, this is the list of planets in the solar system and whatever. Yeah. This is really a table with data. So we recommend do not use table for design purpose because it's distracting often the understanding of a page.
Yeah. And okay, no, the idea, one question I did have is, for example, WordPress tends to be structured more or less the same. That must really help you. Whereas when I code it myself, we're all rubbish. I mean, I try and be really, really standardized in my mind. And when I actually do my coding myself, it never works.
Okay. What you need really to understand is that all search engines these days are machine learning based.
Yep.
What is machine learning based is judgment. We define, we look at a lot of content and we tag this content to define what is the perfect, what should be the perfect tagging, what page look like. And so there is a variety of pages on the internet, pages that are well structured and pages that are not well structured. If you are completely outside of this norm, outside of this logic of things that is really random, then the problem with machine learning is that machine learning will kind of adjust and be optimized for the common things on the internet. And if you are the one that is doing, again, a table completely random things and positioning things with JavaScript and all kind of things, you are not in what machine learning is kind of expecting.
So a big advantage for anybody is to stick to standardization. Yeah. And WordPress is a great example. One discussion I have quite a lot is, I mean, some people say WordPress is rubbish, but you say, well, at least it's standardized. So the disadvantages it brings in terms of maybe site speed, maybe what I can do, can I have all the bells and whistles I want?
Yeah.
And maybe offset by the fact it's easy for you guys to read and digest.
Yeah. WordPress is a content management system. There is a lot of templates you can do within WordPress. So again, if you use the common templates, obviously this will be understood by all search engines because it will be the common things that we see a lot.
Yeah.
And again, if you do your custom template that is not something that is standard, if you don't follow the standard, then this will be something that we have issue to understand.
I might see as rubbish. Especially if I've got a long URL. Sorry, I'm going back to the first point. Because, I mean, when I use WordPress, I just use the 2020 theme or the 2019 theme. I just use this theme straight out of the box on the assumption that even if it doesn't look that great, at least you guys will understand it. But my problem is it doesn't look that great.
Okay. So you can still optimize things, style sheet and things like that to satisfy your experience that you want to have for your customer.
Okay, I better get to work on that then. Okay, so we've got the crawling, we've got the extracting. Extracting is incredibly difficult, all machine learning based. Getting better and better? Can you see it getting better at an increasing rate, or is it just getting better?
This is an exponential rate.
Jolly good.
So I mean that 15 years ago, this was kind of hard-coded rules in the system. Let's look for the title tag, description tag.
Oh, you had if else, my kind of code.
kind of what a junior developer this day can code. This was really about rules, about finding the tags and extracting this information. These days is, as I said, this is mostly machine learning.
Okay.
So we want to really deeply understand the pages, deeply extract the information from pages. I want to highlight also that Bing is moving to new technology to understand the pages. This is, we are adopting Microsoft Edge to really visually render the pages, to dynamically render the pages, to execute JavaScript, style sheet, and all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And the new Microsoft Edge, which is top notch, is based on Chromium, the same technology used by Googlebot and by Chrome. And we are also collaborating on this front with Google to improve Chromium, to make it better, not only for Edge, but also for Bing And because we see that this was, we were having some issues on some sites, and so we are collaborating and helping to improve overall.
And kind of what people maybe don't realize is that Bing and Google actually collaborate to try and make this shit easier. Sorry, just said a rude word.
We do collaboration on that. We do collaboration also on other standards, robots, execution protocol, and other things where there is collaboration. Because at the end, if search engine each search engine comes his way, that doesn't make any sense.
No,
webmaster should not have to code for BingBot and to not have to code for BingBot.
I remember when we created one HTML page for each keyword variation for each and every search engine. And that was really boring. I mean, I'm much happier saying, here's my content.
Yes. So this adoption of Edge as the rendering engine for Bing will make the life easier for the SEO community because you will have only to test once. I mean, if this is rendering fine in Microsoft Edge, this is rendering fine for Chrome, this is rendering fine for Googlebot, this is rendering fine for BingBot, with one caveat, make sure, please, that you allow access to JavaScript and stylesheet in your robots text file.
Yeah, because you were saying that your JavaScript rendering has become incredibly jiggy. It's getting really, really good.
Yeah, we see there is not only this technology of rendering that is improving. On the top of that, you have a machine learning improving. So at the end, we achieve really high quality this day. And you see that when Bing display what we call feature snippets, so the Q&A answers, where really we are able to extract the meaning of a page, the title, the headings, the list and the tables extracted from the page. We were not able to do this a few years ago. Now this has started to be really, really good.
You can extract a feature snippet from the middle of the page because you've understood the structure. Yes. That leads me on to the question, which is now what you're doing is you're saying, I've extracted this information and I stick it in a database and I give it to the provider to the ranking team, which means the way you present the data changes phenomenally the way the ranking team are going to perceive it and therefore the rankings.
Yeah, I've got to do it
twice. We all rely on you, basically.
The building relies on my team to really extract and display information that they can leverage. Example, if a page on the internet is a Japanese page and my stack detected then the ranking team may have issue to retrieve this page for the Japanese customer because they will think, wait, this page is in French. And no, this page is in English. So this is just an example of the...
When you stick it in the database, you're tagging it with the language, you're tagging it with the type of content it is. So you will take a chunk like an H2 with a piece of text and you will say, okay, here's a chunk. This is an H2, this is a piece of content and it's in French. And then they go, okay, is it useful or not?
Yeah. So the internet is random. This is HTML. We understand the internet. We provide richness on the top of the HTML to have lot of features that are extracted, and we provide annotation in order that other teams are able to retrieve and display and make use of this data.
Okay, so to paraphrase, if your work is rubbish and you're presenting the information badly, there's nothing they can do about it. And the way you do present the information, the way you do annotate it, I love the word annotate, makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, we have to do it right, else nothing can happen. I mean, if we badly classify things, nothing that will happen. They will not be able to retrieve this URL. They will retrieve another URL that may be less relevant than this one.
Okay, this might be a stupid question, possibly. If you've got the blue link guys, or people, they go in, you say, okay, here's a page, here's the meta title, here's the meta description, this is the page content. And they're going to look at that and they're going to say, is this page relevant for this query? But the feature snippet, the Q&A people, will be looking at different chunks that you've annotated or extracted and put in a different place.
This is a good question. I cannot reply completely this question. But at the end, the whole building rely on my understanding of the internet, my processing of the internet. So obviously we do not do another discovery system, another selection system, another processing system for the feature snippet. Everything is combined together and they're extracting from my double code database all this information and display useful information based on what I process.
So I just learned recently from Nils de Moor from WooRank about using JSON-LD's stuck in a database. This is all MySQL stuff, obviously nothing to do with what you're doing. But being able to have this three-dimensional aspect where you go in and you say, I want all the annotated, let's say, Q&A or annotated H2s with paragraphs, that's how they're doing it. They're going, just pull all of those out and then I can analyze it.
I cannot really speak about what they're doing.
No, sorry.
They will tell you later
during the next videos.
But again, my role kind of stop in writing in this database and writing useful information, things that is annotated with rich feature, helping them to do their job.
Brilliant. Okay. And another question, because for me, the crawling is incredibly difficult. Extracting is incredibly difficult. Storing a database in a way that they can reliably get the information out is also incredibly difficult.
And yes.
For me, three phenomenal different. Yeah. You're the foundation of the whole thing.
We are fun, yes.
For quality control, I mean, once you get to the scale you're at, let's say 50 billion or 60 billion, I'm not going to ask you the question because I know you're not going to answer it. I'm saying 100 billion, by the way, everybody. 100 billion, and that's my number, not his. How can you possibly do any quality control in terms of how reliably you're storing the data?
So there is quality control in terms of first auditing the data itself. So again, easy example, dead links.
Yep.
We can have a reply from the web server telling it's a dead link. Mean the HTTP header tell us HTTP 404, it's a dead link. Great. Mm. So this is kind of information that is provided directly from the website.
A 410 says gone. You prefer that?
It's the kind of the same because people, what we see is that people do mistakes in the implementing tags, HTTP tags on the internet. We see what we call soft 404, where people are replying by a 200, but in fact it's a 404. Do you know if your 404 or 410 is really gone? Who knows if you will publish again or somebody in your team will publish again next time? Don't know. So the gone, is it really gone? So yes, we at the end leverage all the information that is provided on the internet as a hint, telling us, this is a good information.
Sorry to interrupt there, but the word hint just came up and we had the nofollow debate. That's just a hint. And I had always thought it was just a hint. And Google are saying, we took it to be gospel. And you've always been saying, it's just a hint.
It's just a hint.
So everything is just a hint and you make your own mind up.
We do things that is not a hint. Example is nofollow, robots protocol, where a webmaster can specify, do not index me. We take this as not a hint. This is kind of a definitive statement where we trust this information. Do not index such.
You mean no index?
No index.
Okay, yeah. So follow, no follow is a hint. No index, you take that as definitive. You wouldn't index a page if it had no index?
We would not index a page that has no follow. Obviously, we have to fetch the page to discover the no index tag.
Right, okay. All right, so we've actually just gone back to the beginning, which is crawling and trying to figure out all the content because it's all completely interrelated. And I'm now thinking about the way you've just explained it, there's no way we can disassociate the three.
There is no way you can dissociate the three. This is, we have the first line is we have to discover the content. Mm. On that, obviously, you have your HTML that has links, good quality links, to your good quality content. Great, thank you. You can help us also via two things. One is sitemaps. Sitemap really helpful to link to have a daily snapshot of all relevant URLs on your site, helping us to discover the content. The second thing is that it's useful to have RSS atom feeds to list to the latest content.
Really?
Helping us to discover the latest content on the internet. The third is that we enable APIs to have directly website or content management system directly pinging us about the latest content. This
you
is the
love
new
your
world.
API, don't
we
you?
Enjoy the API. This is the new world for two reasons. One, this is, you will sleep better as a webmaster because you will know that you ping us about this new URL you just published on the site. In most cases, we are indexing the content if we are able to fetch it, which is most of the time the case. And second is that we will lower global warming because we will have to fetch less because you will tell us what we have discovered, what has been added, updated, or deleted on your site. Mean no need to fetch. We have a lot of crawling, as you said. You spoke about billions, and at the end, this is a lot of useless greenhouse that is generated by all these requests. And so somehow, this API, this is the new world, the new century world, where we will have more communication between websites, website owner, to tell us what is changing on your site. All good for the industry, all good for the world, yep. Less greenhouse.
No, and so, I mean, a large amount of the crawling you do is completely useless and rubbish.
We have, unfortunately, not only to fetch once when we discover a new URL, we have to refetch to discover if the content is still there or have been updated. Sometimes we simply don't know. You can help us to know if this content has been updated or deleted. So,
okay.
Good, do that.
Brilliant.
It's free. Do it. You will sleep better.
I will. Thank you very much. So just to conclude that whole thing, your job is crawl, extract, store with annotations so that the ranking teams
yes.
can pick it up.
Yeah, with a discovery aspect that is very fundamental.
Oh.
And I need to discover this URL. I need to select them. I mean, guide me to good quality URL, help me to fetch the content, help me to process the content.
So there are actually four steps, which four is really my little yeah. trio there, because the discovery comes before the crawling.
I don't know what is posted on your site. Tell me, guide me to this content.
Yeah, so you're asking us for help or
help.
Signposts,
links,
and hints.
Sitemaps, RSS, or API.
Brilliant.
Helping me to be guided to the content. Really easy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A quick goodbye to end the show. Thank you, Fabrice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was brilliant.